coming to you from Washington, D.C., but I am still on the road in the wake of the big No More Wars for Israel conference that was held, just barely, but it was held in Southern California over this past weekend. As I say, I'm still on the road, so I'm not at home with my handy computer and all those other little items that make this broadcast much more smooth and simple than you might otherwise realize it could be. But needless to say, I am here tonight. I was unable to do a broadcast last night for some reasons which are too complicated and too amusing to go into here on the air. But needless to say, I talked to Mark Glenn about it, and I was hoping to have Mark sit in for me last night, but Mark's still exhausted, and rightfully so, from the No More Wars for Israel conference. Okay, that having been said, folks, as I say, I am still on the road. I can tell you affirmatively that I will not be live on this broadcast on Friday night. Maybe I can con Mark Glenn into sitting in for me. And at this point, I'm not sure exactly what my situation will be tomorrow, but needless to say, I will be with you one way or the other very, very soon, almost certainly on Monday and perhaps even on Tuesday. But please bear with me while I'm on the road. In any case, the reverberations from the No More Wars for Israel conference are not about to go away anytime soon. And that's good, folks, because the more I have a chance to think about it in retrospect, I realize, as I told Mark Glenn today, talking off the air on the telephone, Mark, who played such a central role in organizing that conference, it was good that the conference was held. And as you heard, one of the other organizers of the conference, Joe Fields, in this program on Monday night, say, along with Jim from Texas, one of our regular callers who attended, the conference, if anything, was a success, if only because we were able to beat back those who tried to shut it down. I don't want to overemphasize, or I should say, I don't want to belabor that point, but it is an important point, folks, because, this is the United States of America, and there are so many people who pay lip service to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but even many of those people who call themselves patriots and many other people who declare the glories of living in American democracy, including most notably this criminal punk in the White House, George W. Bush, there are so many people who pay lip service to the Constitution and the First Amendment, but when push comes to shove, they are quite prepared to abandon it because they don't want to offend people. Oh, we can't talk about Israel because, it might offend the Jewish neighbor. We can't talk about U.S. foreign policy because, after all, there was a Holocaust, and the Jewish people suffered so badly in the Holocaust. And if we talk about how wrong it is for Israel to dictate U.S. foreign policy, some naysayers, and dare I say some Pollyannas might say, well, we might offend the Jewish man down on the corner who has a grocery store. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, I'm tired of playing those games. I'm tired of trying not to offend people when Americans are being butchered in the sands of the Middle East. I'm tired of trying not to offend people when I recognize that our whole United States foreign policy has been hijacked by people who really don't give a damn about the United States. So when we recognize this fact, when we are prepared to abandon this old politically correct point of view, then, folks, maybe we will have a free America. Okay, we're going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, more commentary. Stay tuned if you dare.
Yeah. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from the heartland, from the grassroots, I suppose, not from the criminal center known as Washington, D.C., and I'm fully confident that our friends in the Mossad and Homeland Security and the Anti-Defamation League know precisely where I am at this moment, because they were keeping a close watch on several of my colleagues who were on their way to the No More Wars for Israel conference, and with this new technology. Well, it's not such new technology. It's been around for a long, long time. If you use your credit card at the Irvine train station, or if you use your credit card at the San Antonio train station, or if you check into a little hotel in Cheyenne, Wyoming, the whole system known as Promise, which was stolen from the Inslaw Company and turned over by corrupt officials in the Reagan administration to Israel's Mossad, that technology makes it possible for those who have the technology to follow your every move. So like I say, folks, I gave up worrying a long, long time ago about the Mossad following me, because I know they can follow me anytime they want. They just better hope I don't have a gun. But then again, they know better. They've got files on all of us. They know who buys guns. They know who don't. They found out where we were going to have that conference without much trouble, but we did our best to keep it under wraps, only at the last minute to have the corrupt or corrupted officials of the Irvine Marriott pull the rug out from under us. Now, we do have Joe Fields aboard with us, I understand, who has an update. Joe, are you there?
Yes, Mike. How are you?
Well, Joe, I would feel a lot better if we hadn't had to go through the hassles that we did. But as we said here in the program the other night, it was probably just as well, because it showed anybody out there who doubted the truth about what we've been talking about for so long. It shows them that this Jewish clout, this Jewish power in America is very, very real, even to the extent of trying to stop a couple hundred people from just getting together, law-abiding people from getting together in holding a meeting in a motel. So, Joe, what's going on out there?
Well, just to follow up to what you just said, I always tell people, you really think we're free in America, you try to speak out against Israel, the Israeli lobby, or the organized Jewish community that controls this country, and you'll find out just how free you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fun. There's a lot of pain to it, but you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. Now, I have some... This could be bad news, but it could also turn into good news. You know the individual that I'm going to be referring to here. I don't want to mention his name over the air, but he's a longtime patriot nationalist here in Southern California. He's been a supporter of ours for years, AFP and the Spotlight and what we're doing down here. He's an elderly person. I'd say he's about 85. He's got hearing aids in both ears, but he is a fighter. Now, he signed this contract with the Irvine Marriott, and we received it was actually hand-delivered to this person and to me. And I'm going to read it out over the air here. It's very short, but in a nutshell, they're talking about, after having canceled on us and having caused all kinds of disruption for us, including they really hit us all very hard financially, they're threatening a lawsuit against him. It says, after numerous failed attempts to resolve the financial aspects of your program, we have no other option but to cancel your banquet events and meetings for the weekend of October 12th to 14th, 2007. The matter of financial and contractual obligations will be referred to our legal department at the Marriott Corporate Headquarters in Washington, D.C. All further communications will be handled through our legal department. Respectfully, Diana Harrison, Resident Manager, Irvine Marriott Hotel. Now, the phone number there, in case people want to ask why a huge mega corporation like the Marriott wants to continue persecuting us, and now they want to try to sue an elderly gentleman on a fixed income. Their telephone there is 949 area code 553-0100. Their fax number is 949-261-7059. If they want to write a letter, the address is 18000, that's 18,000. Von Karman Avenue, that's V-O-N-K-A-R-M-A-N Avenue, Irvine, California, 92612. So you see, Mike, they're not only satisfied with trying to disrupt the meeting, causing all kinds of financial chaos for us, now they want to persecute this elderly patriot and go after his bank account.
Well, frankly, I must tell you, Joe, that I think that's probably more bluff on their part than anything, because they are aware, they are fully aware that they were the ones who voided and violated the contractual agreement in the first place, number one. They're the ones that caused massive disruption to the No More Wars for Israel conference, forcing roughly 100 people to simply vacate the hotel, go elsewhere to handle the conference in another venue. They are the people who lied. They committed fraud by telling people who were arriving at the hotel that the conference had been canceled by the organizers. The conference, number one, was not canceled. Number two, the organizers had nothing to do with the fact that the conference was not held at the Irvine Marriott. So this Ms. Harrison and Ms. O'Donnell and all the other officials there at the hotel, they're liars and they're cheats. I'm inviting them to sue me.
Well, you know, I remember they came up, you know, thank God we had that hospitality suite, because that kind of served as a nerve center for that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it allowed us to organize people and get them shuttled to the venues that we eventually got. But I remember, I don't know if you were in the room at the time, but this Harrison lady came up with these papers, and she handed it to me, and she had these two big security guys. You know, it looked like they thought we were having some kind of a mafia meeting or something.
Joe, I'm here to tell you, she didn't have two big security guards with her. You were in the room most of the time. I walked out of the room. There were about six security guards with
yes.
her.
Well, I guess they thought we had some rocket launchers with us, or I guess they really believed the propaganda.
Oh, I have no doubt that they did. I mean, these people, when you and I met with them in the company of your wife, and I believe there may have been another person there,
mm-hmm.
these people demonstrated that they were acting under pressure. They were doing everything they could to wiggle out and put us in a position where the conference could not continue. So no, these people. I don't know if the Anti-Defamation League has a file of dirty pictures of Mrs. Harrison. You know, I don't know.
I wouldn't pay for one of them.
I don't know if she's cheated on her income tax returns, or I don't know if they just scared her. You know, or I don't know, maybe, you know, she's a sympathizer with Israel. I don't know what motivated her determination to get us out of that hotel, but I do know that it wouldn't have happened had there not been this pressure on the hotel. And I do know that when Mark Glenn tried to arrange with other hotels to try to take us in, at least as far as having a lecture hall available, they were under orders not to. They wouldn't touch us with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know,
these people at the Marriott, they have no integrity whatsoever.
Well,
as far as I'm concerned, their behavior was criminal. It's entirely in violation of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And if they want to sue me, they're welcome to do it, because, number one, I don't have any assets to speak of.
Well, neither do most of us. And I'll tell you something, Mike. I'm thinking of beating them to the punch. I was in contact with a lawyer who was an attendee at the conference. I have his card, and he's here locally. I'm going to have a visit with him before I return home. And also, I'm thinking of contacting our old friends at the ACLU and see what they can do for us. Because I think we need to sue them and not wait for them to try their little legal maneuvers on us.
Joe, like I said, I think that this act on their part is simply a part that what they're trying to do is they're trying to scare us generally from trying to take any action against them. You know, the argument can be made that you don't want to waste your time in a lawsuit, but on the other hand, you know, how much more are we supposed to take?
Well, I think the chalice is full. It's time to start fighting back. And you know what, Mike? The good news in all of this, and we're repeating ourselves here, the good news is they couldn't stop it. It took place. We have DVDs that will be available very soon for the public, for the whole world. They didn't stop it. We won. They may have caused us a little pain, but I think this made us even more determined. And as you said, it shows the people out there how much freedom we really have in this Homeland Security police state.
Yeah, and you see, this is what I said, you know, I was going to say last night on the show, the night before, that a lot of people, and I'm repeating myself, but it bears repeating, a lot of people just simply don't understand how truly bad it is.
No,
and,
they don't.
No, Joe, it's only going to get worse. You know, I was here this afternoon working on a new book, which is probably the third down the road from the other two that I now have in the works. But I was working on a new book, and in the course of that, I was writing, dictating the point that things are only going to get worse in this country before they get better.
That's right.
And we're going to a break, Joe. Hang on there, please. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. Although I'm not in Washington, headquarters of American Free Press, they are going to press tomorrow with American Free Press. So don't miss it.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have Joe Fields aboard with us. Joe, I think if you don't mind, do you have time to stay aboard here?
Why not? I don't have to run anyone to the airport tonight.
Okay, well, that's good, because we have a couple callers calling in. They're already lined up, and I suspect we're not necessarily restricted to the topic of this conference, but anyway, I'm sure we can segue into whatever they want to talk about. Let's first go to Byron from Canada. Byron, how are you?
Yeah, hi, guys. Hey, you know, I think you are right about the one thing about suing. I think you probably should go ahead and sue them. I think that's probably what they're doing. They're probably putting a lawsuit against you so it'll scare you away to go away or whatever, but that's probably not a bad idea. But just make sure that lawyer you got is working on with your or on your side. If you've never met him before, just make sure that he's with you.
Yeah, Byron, I myself had met this attorney before, and I know his let's put it this way, he's on our side. That's no problem. But there's probably, as Joe said, a lot of lawyers who might even be willing to take this case just for the hell of it, because there are some people who still believe in freedom of speech in this country. But your point is well taken, Byron.
Believe it or not, this guy you said that they What did he actually do, this old guy? Did he guarantee the payment for your... Is that what happened? Or?
No, he signed the contract. There had to be a live person down on the ground there. And he volunteered to do it because there's certain names who, if they signed the contract, they would have been kind of, they're radioactive names, if you know what I mean, and the ADL would have known immediately what it was. So he signed the contract. I read the contract before he signed it, and it said nothing about them suing us. What it did say is that we could sue them for the amount of near $20,000 if they cancel. Or I'm sorry, if we cancel, they could sue us. We didn't cancel, Byron.
Okay.
We didn't cancel, and it said nothing about a bond up front. This was presented to me 2 days before the conference in an email.
And this was after the contract had already been signed, roughly a month before.
Well, yes, it was my understanding with the hotel. I did the negotiating with the hotel. The understanding was that they would have a credit card on file just as, it didn't have to have $5 on it. They just needed a credit card on file, and that we would be paying them from the proceeds of the conference after everything was over, which is, what we were counting on. And then they present this to me. You know, if this was a legitimate thing, they would have told me 2 months before when we first started negotiating. They told me nothing of the sort. And as a matter of fact, it was the opposite. They didn't even want a $1,000 deposit, which we were ready to give them. So, you know, to me, it tells me something when 2 days before the conference, I'm presented with a bill for $20,000. It just doesn't, it's not kosher, or maybe it is kosher.
I read someplace, or I heard on the radio or something, they wanted a $20,000 damage deposit. Is that what you're talking about?
They didn't say damage deposit, but, that could
be.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you what, Byron, look at it this way. Even if you check into a hotel to stay for a week, and mm-hmm. you tell them you're going to stay for a week, a lot of hotels won't even take a payment in advance. I've already tried to pay cash at hotels in advance when I knew that I was going to be staying there for a week, and I just wanted to pay cash and didn't want to put it on a credit card. And yet those hotels invariably refuse your advance cash payment and say, well, you can take care of it when you depart.
Right.
What we had here, Byron, was that the hotel was pressured, and they suddenly decided to reinvent the wheel, or as I said, try to change a hubcap on the wheel of a moving vehicle as it was careening toward the cliff. You know, so this was pressure, pure and simple, that was put upon them, and the easiest thing for them to do was commit fraud and engage in breach of contract, assured, I'm sure, by the Anti-Defamation League or the Simon Wiesenthal Center or some hotshot Jewish attorney, that don't worry, these people don't have the assets to take you on, they won't sue you, and they were pleased to do the bidding of their masters and put an end to the conference as they were told to do.
Well, I think you could probably raise a little money if you want to go sue, and I'm sure those people will kick in some dollars for you. Hey, can I just finish up?
Yeah,
thank
go
you
ahead.
For your time. You remember we were talking about some guy said the Arabs own Hollywood and all
mm-hmm.
that? It's kind of funny. You had a hard time to find a place to have your conference if the Arabs owned the...
I would have thought if the Arabs own all those assets in California, we could have found one of these Arab-owned hotels, quote-unquote.
Yeah. And the other thing was, did Fox News, did they carry this on the news? Do you know about your problems you had with the Marriott to date? Was that on the Fox News? Do you know?
I doubt that.
I guess they don't own Fox News either, then, do they?
Well, Mike, if you don't mind me chiming in, there is a site, just to prove the conference happened. Now, there will be those DVDs out, and I know Mark Glenn's putting some stuff on his website. But whatreallyhappened.com, if you go to their October 16th archive, you'll find some pictures, about 65 very well-done pictures of the conference posted.
And that's at whatreallyhappened.com.
Yes.
All right. Listen, Byron,
yeah.
Thanks for all your support.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call. All right, we are going to the half-hour break. We do have a couple callers lined up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Had a call in, a very good suggestion, particularly for any listeners we have in Southern California, but listeners anywhere. Not only should the Irvine Marriott be contacted, but people should contact the Better Business Bureau and complain about the Irvine Marriott and indicate that they have a record of voiding contracts with no good reason and creating disruptive problems for their own guests who are booked into their hotel. So, yes, we really should make an example of the Irvine Marriott. Joe, I think that's a pretty good idea. What do you think?
I think it's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
The more callers and the more writers, the better.
Yeah, there has to be an example made of this hotel for what they did You know, if just for the record.
Well, you know what? Let's show them that the ADL is not the only organization that could put pressure. Let's show them that there are patriots all over the country and all over the world that resent freedom of speech being snuffed out by, little legal maneuvers.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm on the road right now, so my capacity to act is somewhat restricted in some ways.
Oh, by the way, just a little personal thing. If you could call me at that Orange County number about 2 hours after this show, I'd appreciate it. I have to talk to you about a couple of things.
Okay, I will do that. Okay, well, Joe, we have a couple callers on board with us. We have Mike in Illinois. Let's bring Mike up.
Hey, Mike and Joe, how you guys doing?
Well, we're alive. We survived the weekend.
We're survivors.
Yeah, it's quite a roller coaster, it sounds like. I got to tell you, when I heard your Monday show, Mike, and you were describing what happened, I was so angry. I just knew like something like this might happen, and the fact that it did, I just can't put in words how upset I was that the spineless people caved into these pressure groups. And,
unfortunately, while those of us who were there witnessed it, and I talked about it on this show, I guarantee you that it's happened many, many other times in many, many other places. That, before the advent of the Internet and there was just no way to communicate it beyond a limited group. But,
right.
Fortunately, I happen to have this radio program, thanks to the good graces of the Republic Broadcasting Network, and there's American Free Press, and there is the Internet, and all these websites that are carrying the story about what happened. So the idea is, Mike, we want as many people to know about it as possible, and they should be angry about it like you were.
Absolutely. And I was, however, very happy, and I was relieved to hear you say that when you guys were out with your signs on the corner and people were honking back at you, giving you the thumbs up, I listened to Hisham Talawi's rebroadcast on the archives that show when I could hear the honks, and I just got to say, I was really heartened by that fact that normal, everyday Americans also got some type of clue, at least some of them, of what's going on.
It's funny. I took some pictures of the attendees outside the Marriott, and I made a point of making sure that the name of the hotel was in the background. And here are these people who've basically been kicked out of their hotel. But I want to tell you something. And Hisham Talawi and Mark Glenn were in the lead walking down the street there, with all these people trailing behind them. And, I'll tell you something, nobody looked unhappy. Nobody looked like they had been kicked in the face, It was like people, everybody had banded together. They were all victims together.
Well, Hisham, I remember listening, he said there when he was on the phone describing the scene, he said there were some men in suits close by watching, and he said they're probably the FBI or CIA. Do you think that was the case?
Well, I have no doubt about it. I mean, that there were people there observing what was going on. I personally have witnessed this on other occasions where I have been at various gatherings, and it's very, very clear to me that somebody somewhere is sending in people to see what's going on. So whether it was the FBI, whether it was the CIA, whether it was the ADL, your guess is that whether it was some sort of, private spy agency working for somebody else. Who knows? But, we were very definitely under observation.
Wow.
No question about that.
Well, I already called last night and left a message with, I believe her name was Miss Harris, on a voicemail, the manager at the Marriott there. And I just let her know that I'm a listener of Republic Broadcasting, and I heard what happened, and I'm just going to make sure I will never again stay in a Marriott, and I'm going to tell everybody I know not to stay in a Marriott.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'm sure, now there you called on your own initiative there, I'm sure that there were many other people who we're not going to hear from here tonight or any other time who also made those phone calls. And, as far as I know, the Marriott Corporation is a privately owned by the Marriott family for the most part. But if it's publicly traded, I hope there are any Marriott stockholders out there who are listening in and who know about this. I hope that they take the initiative and just let the Marriott company know that they don't appreciate this kind of intrigue going on.
And if I could just leave you with one more thing, I just want to make it known. I know you know this, Mike, but other people listening, I am an Iranian American who was born in Iran, and who actually my Iranian side of me is supportive of Israel, because we both have Arab enemies in common. However, living here for 27 years, becoming an American, I've seen how our country has been hijacked and the injustices are being done and our soldiers dying. And if I have the sense of justice to speak out about this and, you know, call and tell people about it, the Native Americans, you know, who've been living here for hundreds of generations should get off their butts and take this country back from the Zionists.
Mike, listen, I'm glad you pointed out again your background in that regard, and I've always thought that your background was so unique it made your perspective particularly interesting. So thanks for saying that, Mike. Always appreciate your calls.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Enjoy. You guys have a good night.
All right. We got another caller. This is Ken from Texas. Ken, come on up.
Yeah, that was in California, Irving?
Yeah, Irvine, California.
I'm going to send him a postcard, tell him I heard it, and, you know, my disgruntles, you know, type thing. Hey,
yeah,
I'm at my calls. In Dallas over here, a SWAT officer got shot today helping the IRS, some kind of a IRS operation.
Well, that's part of our police state, and I hate to see anyone get shot, whether they're good guys or bad guys. But, you know, we can expect to see more things like that happening the more our police state apparatus continues to crack down on American freedom.
That's a national story, anytime anything to do with the IRS.
I'm sorry?
That's a national story.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, this is, you know, unfortunately, it's more of the same. And, you know, these kind of things happen in one, and I'm repeating myself, but in a different context. I can tell you that over the years, I have heard stories about police state-style actions at local levels being conducted for purely political reasons.
Yeah.
From all over this country, from the nicest, most seemingly secure rural communities to the big cities. And most Americans have no idea how bad it really has gotten. And it's because it has gotten that bad that these people who managed to arrange for that hotel to try to scuttle this conference, these people have become flush, drunk with power.
You sue them.
Well, yeah, but you see, the thing is, yeah, they will be sued if we can do it. But,
sure.
You know, it goes a lot deeper than that.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you that if they could have just simply killed us, they would have. And that is not an exaggeration. That's not, no, because we saw what happened when these same people took over in Russia in the Bolshevik Revolution. We saw what happened during the Bolshevik Revolution. We saw what happened throughout Eastern Europe. We've seen what happened to the Christians and the Muslims of Palestine, beginning in the years prior to the establishment of the State of Israel and in the years that followed. Why shouldn't we have any doubts that if they could stomp all over us and kill us, that they would?
Sure. Hey, Mike, you know they want to merge United States, Mexico, Canada, and the United States. You know that, right?
But that's all part of the big program.
Sure. Hey, Google New America. They got 40 pages of stuff. Write your congressman, tell them no deal, no way, Jose. You know.
Well, you know this whole aspect of merging the United States with Canada is all part of the bigger picture.
Sure.
With the European Union,
right.
I mean, this is what NATO was all about originally. NATO, although it's presented as a defense pact, it's an early forerunner of merging the United States with Europe, and that was something that goes back to Cecil Rhodes, who envisioned reuniting the British Empire as part of a way of making it all a one world government. The British Empire was nothing more, when all was said and done, than an artificial construct a geographic construct representing financial interests of the Rothschild banking family.
Hey, another thing down here in Dallas, guys, Bird woke him up at 2 o'clock in the morning and shot an intruder.
Wait, say that again?
A guy had a bird. It's in the Dallas paper today. A guy had a bird, and the bird would say hello every time somebody would come in the yard, say. At 2 o'clock in the morning, the bird's saying hello. Guy got up and got his gun. He saw an intruder walking around, and he shot him, killed him.
Well, I hope the intruder was somebody who was there to do something bad.
Yeah, but anyway,
I'd hate to see an innocent person.
It's going to be in the Dallas paper tomorrow. Going to hunt around. It's a good story, though.
I'd hate to see an innocent person get shot.
That's true. Understandable. Hey, I'll talk to you later, Mark.
All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Ken. Okay, well, folks, we are rolling towards the end of the hour, but we do have room at least for one more caller, and it's one of my favorite ones. And both Joe Fields and I had the opportunity to meet him in Texas or in California, and that's Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mike and
hey,
Joe.
Jim. Hi, Jim.
Good to talk to you again. The only problem I have with our suing the people, and we should sue the people, is when the case is assigned to a judge, he's going to be named Israel Goldberg. Okay? That's the problem we face.
Well, you know, Jim, you know, I'm glad you brought this up because I have to hearken back to the experience of Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight. Our first problems didn't begin in a court in Washington, D.C. Our first problems began in a court in Orange County, California, in a court of corrupt Judge Robert Polis, who we were told received his instructions from Senator Dianne Feinstein. And Senator Feinstein told Judge Polis how to rule in that case. And, you know, I'll tell you what, Judge Polis ruled as Senator Feinstein and her Jewish lobby friends wanted, and that set the stage for the events that followed that actually shut down Liberty Lobby. And that was in a court case in Orange County, California.
Mike, this wasn't the Mel Mermelstein case, was it?
No, this was another case that developed after the Institute for Historical Review was taken over, and then that court case ultimately led to events that led to the shutdown of Liberty Lobby. But it all began in Orange County, California. So,
and Mike, lest anyone think that judge didn't get a phone call, my wife and I were both in the court with Willis and Elizabeth on the Friday, and everything looked, you know, all the I's were dotted and T's were crossed, and the law was clearly on Liberty Lobby and legitimate IHR's side, and it looked as if he was going to come down ruling for them. He almost said as much. Then broke for a long weekend, and the next time we came back, everything was reversed. And
yeah, this
the other
happened.
Side,
this happened more than once in that particular case, and it was in Orange County. There was in fact, it appears as though there was a special police officer brought into the Costa Mesa Police Department to orchestrate an illegal raid on Willis Cardo's home. Now, Willis Cardo's home was at that time in San Diego County, but the operation was conducted out of the Costa Mesa Police Department in connivance with a San Diego County Deputy Sheriff, Tim Carroll, who was known to be the liaison between the Sheriff's Office and the Anti-Defamation League. So Orange County has a history of Zionist intrigue, and unfortunately I know it all too well from just my own experiences with Liberty Lobby. So that is the problem, and Jim is right about that. You get into the court system, and no matter how good it looks, if you're in front of a judge, those judges, you know, if you can't get before a jury, and it's all in the hands of a judge, then you are doomed.
So, I agree, and I think if it came to that point, we would probably demand a jury. I don't even know if it'll go that far, Jim, but, you know, I just something tells me we have to at least put up an appearance of fighting these people. We can't just sit down and let them roll over us.
Hey,
and, you know,
absolutely.
Hopefully the day will come soon. You know, I was thinking the founding fathers were alive today. They wouldn't settle for one one-hundredth of what they put us through. There would have been another revolution in a second. But unfortunately, people have just succumbed to, you know, watching the TV and drinking their beer and watching football. But we're coming to a point where if we don't do something and do something fast, the prison doors are going to close forever on this country.
Yeah. Well, you know, fellas, I'll tell you what I think it's going to come down to. I think that there is going to be a revolution in this country. I think it's going to probably be a bloody revolution in many respects. And a part of it will be a direct consequence of the misrule of the United States by George W. Bush. I think that if there is an attempted attack on Iran, that that's going to set in stage a lot of events and happenings beyond the control of any one individual or any groups of individuals, and the consequences will be very, very bad. But out of it may come a cleansing process that will shed us of these horrible, horrible pieces of garbage that we call our leaders.
And Mike and Joe, I think, in my humble opinion, that if you can't get justice out of the American, supposed American system of the rule of law, if you can't get justice out of the court, if you can't get justice anywhere else, it has to be justice from the cartridge box. They give you no other alternative.
Well, this is what I think is going to happen. I mean, it's not going to be a peaceful process whereby which this government...
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
$5 value free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling.
Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We are wrapping up the hour. Just to remind you, I will definitely not be here Friday night. May have somebody sitting in. Tomorrow night is up in the air, but I appreciate you tuning in tonight. We have Jim from Texas and Joe Fields from California. We're all commiserating, but not commiserating. We're plotting strategy for the future because what happened over the weekend, this past weekend, I would like to think is an opening gun in the third American Revolution, one or the second American Revolution, and third if you count the War of 1812 as a war of independence. But we have some very powerful enemies trying to destroy us, and I guess all we can do is just stick together, fellas.
Mike, I think to boil it down to the basics, we were denied the basic constitutional privileges of freedom of assembly, just a bunch of like-minded individuals wanting to get together to redress grievances to the government through the media, and we were denied that process by the Marriott chain, okay?
One count against it right there.
There were no skinheads there. I didn't see a single skin. I seen a bunch of mostly overage people fighting a hopeless cause, more or less, but we just wanted the right to assemble, to redress the government for our whatever our privileges are, to say that you're doing wrong, and that's all we were trying to do. I talked to a bunch of people there, almost everybody there, and nobody was there to overthrow the government. Nobody was there to shoot the Supreme Court justice. We were just a bunch of people saying we have a right to get together, to state our opinion, and to ask the government, why are you doing this?
I didn't hear anybody advocating violence.
Mike,
I probably came as close to anyone when I said the military should take over this government and clean house, but
Mike,
that's probably the most violent thing I heard. Joe Field, go ahead.
You did not misspeak when you said Third American Revolution. There was the First, and then there's the Silent Revolution. We have been taken over by a cabal of aliens. They are running this government. It's very similar to the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. Same suspects, just not as much blood yet. And that's why we do need to take this country back and have what I call a counter-revolution.
Oh, that's actually very profound. As simple a statement as it is, it's actually very profound. And last night I saw a broadcast on C-SPAN of the Republican presidential candidates bowing and scraping before the Republican Jewish coalition, and I have never seen something so sickening in my entire life.
It's sickening to watch them.
We have a bunch of criminals.
They're craven cowards, Mike.
Led around by the nose by a bunch of other criminals, and
of craven cowards, and they're traitors. And the day will come when there will be trials, I believe, for these people.
Yeah, and I hope I'm there because I want to show how just I can be. If I had the power to pardon these people, I wouldn't pardon them. I would put them in rest homes. I would strip them of their assets and put them in rest homes and tell them that they are never allowed to again exploit and destroy like they have done these last 50 to 75 years.
Mike, as I stated the other night, to declare these people prostitutes would be to give prostitutes a bad name.
Yes, that's right.
That's the way I look at it.
That's right. I guarantee you that...
Mike... With